CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. Denise Wilson, former USC oboe major, is proof that there's life after the double reed. Today, she's CEO of Desert Jet. Inc. rates it the 69th fastest-growing private company in the U.S. Given Desert Jet's Palm Springs base, you might think golf would be a big part of the business model, but it really isn't.
Most of our clients are corporations who have multiple locations all across the country, and they need to be able to visit their multiple locations without spending the week on the airlines. And we have a lot of individuals who have pets. They can't bear the thought of putting them in a cargo hold, so they fly on our airplanes and their pets sit at their feet or on their lap.
And does Desert Jet offer amenities?
Dog treats on the plane. We have nice little water bowls for the pets. We offer a dog blanket.
Just try to get a bowl of water and a dog blanket on United. More tomorrow. The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. Now, I look over your fleet, your basic fleet of aircraft, the 6 Cessna Citations of various models, and I see among the amenities on each that you mention is golf club storage. Considering all the courses in and around Palm Springs, I'm wondering how much of a business model would you have without golf?
Well, you know, we do fly some golf professionals here and there, like on the PGA Tour when they're traveling between different tournaments. But actually, that's a very small segment of our travelers. Most of our clients are corporations who have multiple locations all across the country, and they need to be able to visit their multiple locations without spending the week on the airlines. We have a lot of entrepreneurs and CEOs that have multiple homes throughout the country, one of them being here in the desert, but they, you know, perhaps still need to go visit their company elsewhere across the nation. And we have a lot of individuals who have pets that don't like to take their pets on the airlines. They can't bear the thought of putting them in a cargo hold, so they fly on our airplanes and their pets, you know, sit at their feet or on their lap. So it's a wide range of clientele, actually, that we fly.
And so you have to make the jets, the cabins, pet-friendly.
Yes, most definitely.
How do you do that?
Well, we offer amenities such as dog treats on the plane. We have nice little water bowls for the pets. We offer a dog blanket. And then after every single flight, the airplane is cleaned top to bottom after every flight that a pet's on board.